Israel's offensive into the West Bank has revived painful memories among Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. During Israel's invasion of Lebanon 20 years ago, Israeli forces did nothing to stop massacres at the Sabra and Shatila Palestinian refugee camps near Beirut. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Shells of buildings bombed during Israel's 1982 invasion still line Shatila's main street. Residents of this squalid camp harbor a profound hatred for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who directed Israel's Lebanon war as defense minister. An Israeli commission held Sharon indirectly responsible for the 1982 massacre of hundreds of Palestinians by Lebanese Christian militiamen inside the Sabra and Shatila camps. 70-year-old Shatila survivor Miriam Osman says the images of Israel's offensive in the West Bank, especially in the Jenin refugee camp, have given her a sick feeling of deja vu. When I see Sharon on TV, she says, I have to turn my head away in disgust. But while loathing for Sharon is nothing new here, his nemesis Arafat has been enjoying a resurgence of popularity among Lebanon's more than 300,000 Palestinian refugees. Now every house has a poster of Arafat, says 58-year-old Shatila resident Mira Al-Haj. People chant for Arafat. After Arafat and his fighters were forced to withdraw from Lebanon in 1982, Arafat's influence plunged here. Many refugees complained they felt abandoned by the Palestinian leadership. Mohammed Ali Khalidi, a professor of philosophy at the American University of Beirut, says those feelings were heightened when Arafat signed the Oslo Peace Accords in 1993.
Because it looked as though Oslo didn't give any serious regard to the refugee question. And it seemed to many Palestinian refugees in Lebanon that they were being shunted and were being excluded from any kind of settlement. So they've been very alienated from Arafat and the mainstream PLO leadership.
But even longtime critics of Arafat are now expressing admiration for the Palestinian leader. Suhail El Natour is the Beirut representative of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. He says the Palestinians must unite in the face of Israel's attempt to isolate and weaken Arafat.
We refuse any kind of alternative leadership, and we want him to be saved and to continue his struggle.
Many of Arafat's critics here also say they're pleased by the death of the Oslo peace process, which has been torpedoed by the past 18 months of Palestinian-Israeli fighting. I feel more relieved now that Oslo is gone because it didn't give us anything, says Abu Hisham Hafiz, who has lived in Shatila for decades. Today, we feel more hope for our future, he adds. Still, there's a lot of frustration in Lebanon's camps. Night after night, families sit inside their cramped homes watching the latest television images from the West Bank. I go to demonstrations, but what else can I do, says 38-year-old Hanan Nafa. I cry a lot. Many of the refugees here say they would gladly go fight the Israelis if they were allowed to. In the past month, dozens of Palestinians have been arrested by the Lebanese government, suspected of launching or attempting to launch military operations from Lebanon into northern Israel. Mohammed Ali Khalidi says the uprising in the West Bank and Gaza has re-energized Lebanon's Palestinians. And for the first time in a long time, he adds, they feel more confident that the Palestinian leadership will not abandon them. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.